Yeah, whole tours cancelled. It's a big deal. I mean, that's the entire income for a lot of musicians for the year. If you lose a tour like this, it's not easy. We had some fantastic shows lined up. And to postpone, possibly cancel, was a big deal. Unavoidable. The right thing to do, of course. I mean, you look at some of our little sold-out gigs, some of the smaller ones especially. Your audience are half a meter away from you. There's no way, and they're crowded in there like sardines. There's no way we could have safely done it. It was absolutely the right thing to cancel. But of course, it's a crazy situation, no question. At the moment, I'm setting up, or I have set up, a thing called Patreon, patreon.com/DavidKnopfler. And with that, I'm making a little bit of money because I'm basically presenting my work online. It's effectively moving everything from the stage to online. And that's been an interesting proposition, but it's been fun actually. We signed up our first 50 people in a day or two straight away, which, commitments to paying €13 every month for as long as they want to. Or you can cancel at any time, but it's been pretty good actually. It's been fun. So I'm recording special songs just for the patrons at Patreon, and just for, and I'm giving, original content for those patrons that have supported me and supported my career for the last 40 years. So hats off to them for doing it. Several of them are from Germany. How David and Dirk met. I met Dirk when he was still a young lad, when I think we were on our first tour, maybe our second tour of Germany with a company called Sounds Promotion. And I had a support artist with me called Megan Slankard. And we found Dirk, who was then a young, industrious looking academic lad, probably in the middle of doing his second degree in business studies, chatting away to Megan behind a van, where Megan's father was very unhappy to find them. Sometime later, Dirk had the bright idea to put together a little duo tour for me and Harry Bogdanos. Something that Sounds Promotion hadn't considered doing. He'd seen us do it booked with somebody else, I believe. And he thought, well, this works. He'd seen a sold-out concert. And so Dirk organized a little tour for us. And that would have been a few years later, I think. And we've been doing those tours between our band tours pretty much successfully ever since. Well, we work pretty closely together because we're always in the same van. It's an intimate setup. We have a sound guy, we have Dirk, we have me and Harry. This is our usual lineup, so two crew, two band. And we travel together. So yeah, you have to be very in. And Dirk is on stage with me every night, transferring guitars and sorting out pedals and setting up the stage. He wears about six different hats, as well as being the tour manager and the agent. Dirk's a hybrid. He's a guitarist, but he's also a manager, and he's also an agent, and he's also a tour manager, and he's also a roadie, and he does the driving sometimes too. And when he was doing this on his own one time, back at the very beginning, when he thought he might be able to do this as one crew and not two, he arrived at the gig ready to set up for sound check, and when we came at sound check, he'd been asleep for 3 hours. So he figured maybe that's not the way to do things in future. Luckily for us. I remember once when we were on the stage and I was looking around for my case that has various, strings and bits and pieces in it. I said to Dirk, "Have you seen my case?" And he said, "I don't care." Then he went, "Oh, wrong word. I mean, I don't know." Yeah, it took me a year or two working in Germany to get used to the language barrier, but we now get around it pretty niftily.